The ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive debt forgiveness plan struck down last year by the Supreme Court.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled unanimously ultra-Orthodox men are not exempt from the country's military draft that could endanger Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government. And the NTSB holding a hearing in Ohio on last year's train derailment in East Palestine, confirming a trackside detector failed 20 miles from the derailment that should have caught elevated temperatures in a rail car piece that was on fire. This is ABC News. Closing arguments underway in the case of a Massachusetts woman, Karen Reed, who's accused of killing her boyfriend, police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting, January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship and played this police dash cam of Reed at the scene.
She kept saying, this is all my fault. This is my fault. I did this.
But the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And major music labels, including Universal, Warner, and Sony Music Groups, are suing two AI song-generating companies for copyright infringement. The AI companies accused of stealing artists' work to train their models. Neither company's publicly revealed its training method. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leo Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Look for a few clouds and a couple of scattered showers this evening with a low of 64. Mostly sunny and cooler tomorrow. High 80. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15. Clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 4 to 6 miles per hour. And it's cloudy and our current temperature is, after a daytime high of 88, 84 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The National Weather Service has confirmed not one but two tornadoes in Lafayette County over the weekend. It was an EF2 tornado that hit Argyle. That's the one that flattened a church. Meanwhile, they also confirmed an EF0 in Belmont. That brings the total on Saturday across Wisconsin to 8 tornadoes. We've now seen at least 35 tornadoes here in the Badger State this year, and it's only June. Last year, we only had 21. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has had to cancel its sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River due to high water. Water levels are well above normal flow for this time of year and continue to rise. Mark Kupp is the executive director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board.
We certainly see numbers like this, particularly in the spring when we have snow melt, precipitation in the spring. But when we're looking at the end of June and into July, it's very unusual. So, for instance, yesterday, for example, normal flow based on 100 years of data at the Muscadet gauge would be about 8,800 cubic feet per second, which would be about 2 feet at the bridge. And yesterday it was 29,000 cubic feet per second, which is about 6 feet. And that is an incredible amount of volume of water, and it's only going to go up. So by Thursday, for example, of this week, just a couple of days from now, it will be well over 40, maybe 45,000, so 8 feet at the bridge. And it could even escalate from there because we did have some overnight rains, and particularly in the central part of the state, that's going to continue to come down the river. We have all the tributaries below the Paradisac Dam, the Pine River, and all those other tributaries, Honey Creek, Otter Creek, and Sauk County, the Iowa County and Dane County tributaries that are going to contribute, and then those above the dam that are of significance. And so just checking the readings this morning upstream, they are still really swollen. And then if we get more rain Thursday night into Friday, particularly up by Wisconsin Rapids in that area, we don't see any real relief in these high water levels.
All trips scheduled for this week and next have been canceled.
I have already canceled the trips for this week, and just minutes ago, I have decided that we can't take people out on the river in the Voyager canoes next week. I had trips booked for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and it's not safe out there. And I've been advising people that have had trips booked with their outfitter on the river, as well as any private canoe trips, that I would not tell my family or friends to go out. For one thing, there aren't any sandbars available. And then the current is so strong, and there are eddies and whirlpools. It's not real safe out there right now.
For more information, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 at 608-739-3188 or email marcia.curtis@wi.gov. A Wisconsin judge is limiting the public's right to use flooded rivers, lakes, and streams. Jefferson County Circuit Judge Bennett Brantmeyer issued the ruling Monday in a case involving provisions in the Wisconsin Constitution that guarantee public access to navigable waters. Thomas Reese of Ionia filed a lawsuit last year alleging airboat users were crossing his property when it flooded. State Department of Natural Resources policies state that access is granted to any part of a navigable waterway as long as the person remains in the water. Reese contended that public access ends at the ordinary high water mark. Brantmeyer ordered the DNR to develop new policies. After getting drenched with more rain last night, experts say mosquitoes are about to get worse. Check your property for any standing water or puddles and clear it away. Then you'll need to consider protecting your body by wearing netted or long layers. It also helps to wear EPA-certified bug repellent or using natural options like oil of lemon eucalyptus. The heat is on. Did you know hot temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here's some safety tips when you are dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, don't leave another person or pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars the last several years across the state. If you work outside, keep water close to stay hydrated. Be sure to take a break in the shade and limit your time in the heat and chill out in air conditioning. Everyone involved in a lawsuit over Wisconsin's election maps will have to foot the bill for experts brought in to examine the case. The state Supreme Court ruled Monday that the 6 separate parties that got involved with the lawsuit each owe just over $21,000 to pay for a pair of outside experts to examine proposed election maps. The case was dropped after Republicans and the governor's office came to terms on a new map and passed it into law. Justice Rebecca Dallet says the two professors put in the time and effort to make rulings and should be paid for that time. The chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission wants faster development of new nuclear technologies. Summer Strand commented during a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison last week. Strand said there is a lot of really exciting innovation, research, and development happening on the nuclear front. She said if she had it her way, it would be happening faster and be more readily deployable now. Strand said the U.S. Senate has approved a measure to facilitate that work, and she noted that European countries are already making progress on small modular reactors. The U.S. Secret Service has finalized the security perimeter for next month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman expects protesters to behave and that anything beyond lawful protest will not be tolerated. People will be allowed to carry guns within blocks of the downtown security perimeter. Protesters will be given two outdoor stages outside the perimeter, although one will be within sight of Fiserv Forum. The RNC runs July 15th through 18th and is expected to bring thousands of delegates and others to Milwaukee. A Dane County judge could rule on whether or not disabled voters may cast absentee ballots electronically from home in this November's election. Assistant Attorney General Carla Keckhiver on Monday argued against allowing that, telling Judge Everett Mitchell that allowing the change just 2 months ahead of the August primary would be disruptive and confusing. Jared Grubo is an attorney for the plaintiffs, said the request would alleviate confusion. Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, and four disabled people filed a lawsuit in April. Just prior to Monday's hearing, the plaintiffs asked that the change apply only during the November election for voters who can't independently read or mark a paper ballot. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today announced that eight Wisconsin residents won a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hunt elk during the 2024 elk season, which opens Saturday, October 12th. Four winners will be able to hunt in the Black River Elk Zone for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. The application period was open from April 10th to May 31st, and the DNR randomly selected the winners from more than 25,000 applicants. The drawing is random, with all applicants having an equal chance of selection. The DNR received applications from 17,761 hunters for the Clam Lake Elk Zone, and the winning applicants are from Green Bay, Madison, Hortonville, and Birchwood. The DNR received 7,750 applications from hunters for the Black River Elk Zone, and the winning applicants are from Athens, Wisconsin Rapids, Toma, and the Waupun area. All winners must participate in a Wisconsin elk hunter education course before obtaining an elk hunting license. The class covers Wisconsin elk history, hunting regulations, biology behavior, and hunting techniques. Eligible persons in Richland County age 60 or older or Native American age 55 years or older meeting income requirements are encouraged to pick up senior farmers market vouchers. Enrolled seniors receive vouchers worth $45 per qualifying individual, which are good through October 31st. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. Vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis this week on Wednesday from 10:15 to 11:15 at the Germantown Meal Site in Cazenovia, and from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Community Services Building Conference Room in Richland Center. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative on your behalf. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics has teamed up with Fenimore Area Health Services and Fenimore EMS to offer a free CPR AED non-certified training session Wednesday night from 5 to 8 at the Fenimore Fire Department for 3 one-hour sessions. These sessions aim to equip you with life-saving skills that can be crucial in critical situations. Each hour-long training will provide the basic skills needed to effectively assess and maintain life from critical minutes immediately following an emergency until professional medical help arrives. Each session will cover steps following a 911 call, chest compressions, AED usage, steps to follow in an emergency, and the Heimlich maneuver. More than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur annually in the U.S. outside medical facilities. Unfortunately, around 90% of those affected do not survive due to delayed medical intervention. Prompt, properly administered CPR can be a critical factor in such cases. This class is not a certification class and is designed for anyone. Class size is limited, so register as soon as possible by contacting Community Wellness Coordinator Cameron Novi at 608-375-6116 or CENOVY at GundersonHealth.org. A light supper will be provided.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota, died last Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this evening from now until 6, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota. Janice I. Ledbury, 80, of Muscadet, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Rock Church Cemetery in rural Livingston. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Janice I. Ledbury, 80, of Muscadet. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, July 2nd at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church Tuesday, July 2nd, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With the 4th of July coming up next Thursday, and summer picnics, barbecues, and other gatherings beginning to take place again, the Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following summertime and holiday reminders. First, make sure that you and all your fellow picnickers remember that human foods are not meant to be eaten by pets. Likewise, pets should never be given alcoholic beverages. Finally, if you know that there will be fireworks at a get-together, leave your pets home. The Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society wishes you and your pets a fun and safe 4th of July and rest of the summer. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed your hot and humid day today. Temperatures spiked to the upper 80s, but once you factor in that mugginess, the heat index was definitely feeling like the 90s. Now tonight, chances for a stray spotty shower or two is possible as a cold front pushes through and our winds start to switch to out of the northwest. This is good news if you're sick of the humidity, because by tomorrow, winds are going to be a bit breezy, cranking out of the north under mostly sunny skies, and you guessed it, it's going to be a lot cooler and much more comfortable too. Highs will still tap 80 degrees, but that humidity will be eliminated, pretty much making for a picture-perfect hump day, right? Wednesday night, we stay clear and cool, falling to the mid-50s. You could probably crack your window open and shut that AC off. Because for Thursday, what we have on tap is the mid-70s. Yes, it's going to be pleasant and partly sunny with no rain in the forecast yet either. Enjoy it, because on Friday, it is going to be a darker and damper one. Yeah, you guessed it. Clouds are going to be building in, showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures still staying in the mid-70s. As of right now, we're currently on track for about another half an inch of rainfall. But I'm hoping a lot of those fields will dry out over the next 3 days. Otherwise, for Saturday, some scattered showers may linger early. They will be diminishing, with sunshine dominating for our afternoon and breezy conditions with cooler temperatures still. Yep, Saturday's highs, mid-70s. We drop just a few degrees cooler around Sunday, a dry day, still sitting pretty under abundant sunshine. Monday, highs in the low 70s will be partly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely by later in the day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 83 degrees after a daytime high of 88 and a morning low of 76. Yesterday's high was 84 and we received 78/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1988 is 100 degrees with a record low of 41 set back in 2004. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:46 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:23. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.76. Our relative humidity is 52% and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 83 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. The Quail Run Tuesday's Men's Golf League that was scheduled for today has been canceled, and it's postponed until next week, July 2nd. There will be no men's golf league this week. The rain we had last weekend was rough on the course, and repairs are underway. The course is currently open for walking only. Call the course if you have any questions at 608-647-3117. There is Church League softball action going on tonight, and at the East Diamond, starting at 7, will be Free Methodist versus Richland Baptist Temple 2. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. The Mission versus Bethel Lutheran will be held at 8:15 on the East Diamond, and Free Methodist will umpire that game. On the West Diamond at 7, it's Richland Baptist Temple 1 versus Church of the Nazarene, and Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire that game. And then St. Mary's versus Boscobel Assembly of God with the Church of the Nazarene umpiring, that game will be played on the West Diamond at 8:15. For more information about Church League softball, please visit their website at rcchurchleague.com. Michael Hernan has a look at SWAL baseball news.
The 2024 SWAL All-Conference Baseball honors have been released. The conference standings resulted in Darlington finishing first with a 12-2 record, and second was Mineral Point with an 11-3 record. Third place was Cuba City going 9-5, fourth was Riverdale going 8-6, fifth was Iowa Grant going 7-7. Sixth was Fenimore going 6-8. Seventh was Boscobel going 2-12. And eighth was Southwestern going 1-13. Here's the SWAL All-Conference first team selections from Boscobel, only one being Briar Wayne. Cuba City has three on first team, being Tyson Richard, Braden Joel, and Gavin Vossen. From Darlington, five players made it in, being Braylon Goble, Gage Banfield, Reagan Jackson, Maddox Goble, and Ty Christ. From Fenimore, two players made it in, Ethan Scheckler and McCoy Miles. Two Iowa Grant Panthers made it in, being Gavin Hinderman and Brock Holman. Three Mineral Point Pointers made it in, being Brady Radke, Jackson Wenhausen, and Grady Finley. And two Riverdale Chieftains made it in, being Logan Cagle and Chase Chitwood. The Player of the Year in the SWAL Conference is Gage Banfield from Darlington, and the SWAL Conference Coach of the Year is Brad Solberg from Darlington. Here's the SWAL Conference honorable mention, only 1 minute from Boscobel being Landon Hasley, one from Cuba City being Talon Vanetta, three from Fenimore being Tyson Gerke, Tyson Starkey, and Corey Driesen, one from Iowa Grant being Everett Zimmer, three for Mineral Point being Bryce Vamstead, Landon Thousand, and Adam Cody. One from Riverdale being Carson Kenyon, and one from Southwestern being Lucas Foley. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. A sixth-inning grand slam by first baseman Reese Hoskins gave the Brewers a come-from-behind win over Texas last night by a score of 6-3. The Rangers were leading 3-1 when Hoskins batted with the bases loaded. He hadn't hit a homer in 3 weeks, but he fixed that. Elvis Peguero got the win in relief, and Trevor McGill earned his 16th save. Milwaukee protected its five-game lead in the National League Central standings over St. Louis. Bryce Wilson is scheduled to start the second game of the series tonight at AmFam Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. And the Milwaukee Brewers added some depth to their injury-riddled pitching staff by acquiring 2015 AL Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel. Milwaukee added the 36-year-old left-hander from the Seattle Mariners today in exchange for cash. Keuchel had gone 7-4 with a 3.93 ERA in 13 starts with the Mariners' AAA affiliate in Tacoma this season. Keuchel had last pitched in the majors with the Minnesota Twins in 2023. He went 2-1 with a 5.97 ERA in 10 appearances. Keuchel owns a 103-92 record and a 4.02 ERA in a major league career that included two All-Star appearances. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them tomorrow from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, spring onions, snap peas, string beans, kohlrabi, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, and meats. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market products. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check with your account and make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local Human Resources Department to see if you qualify. At the market, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang Shopping Bag program continues. Check with the information table for more information. See you Wednesday from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high-energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well. Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn are lower Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, along with spillover from the broader market. The USDA's national crop condition rating did dip, but remains above a year ago, even with big drops in some states over the past week. Export demand slow, especially for new crop U.S. soybeans. July beans are down 12 at 11.63 and a quarter. August was 15 lower at 11.45 and a half. July soybean meal was 7.50 lower at 365.30, and July soybean oil is down 73 points at 42.76. Corn was down on fund and technical selling. The corn condition rating declined within trade expectations while, again, holding above year-ago levels. That was largely due to stress in the east and south with flooding in the north not fully factored in yet. July corn was 8 lower at 425 and a half, and September was down 7 and 3 quarters at 431 and 3 quarters. And wheat was lower. The winter wheat harvest is ahead of average, with the condition rating improving against seasonal trends. Yield results in Russia have been better than expected in some areas, despite their ongoing weather issues. July Chicago was down 10 and 3 quarters at 541 and 3 quarters. July Kansas City was 5 and a half lower at 576. July Minneapolis wheat was down 9 and a half at 595 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, getting ready for the week's direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live was down 40 at 184.42, and October was up 55 at 184.35. August feeders were 15 higher at 259.05, and September was down 5 at 260.07. And hogs were mostly lower, with quarterly inventory numbers out Thursday. July was down 95 cents at $89. August hogs were up 2 at 86.75. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI mixed flow dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Tuesday. Show lists this week are mixed, somewhat higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and in Texas. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until midweek or later. Box beef end of the day higher with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 75 cents at $3.2339. Select up 19 cents at $3.0526. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down about 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs close higher with a large negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 257 with a weighted average of 89.21. The Iowa Minnesota close 244 higher with a weighted average of 89.39. The Western Corn Belt up 245 with a weighted average of 89.21. Pork values closed lower, down 252 at 95.31. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 15,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you, or talking through the connection on that new faucet, or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Crop losses from heavy rains and flooding could push feed costs higher for livestock producers. Rachel Gray is with Little Timber Farms in north central Minnesota.
I think it will affect feed prices into the fall and, of course, the winter.
More news is next.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. And for more than 100 years, American Humane has been protecting animals in times of crisis. And if you're like me, your pet means the world to you, and you want to keep them safe if disaster strikes. American Humane's first responders are always prepared to rescue animals in danger, but you can also help. To learn more about disaster planning and keeping your animals safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems.
The latest Rural Main Street Index has sunk below growth neutral for a 10th straight month. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss tells Brownfield the agricultural and energy economies are slowing down.
Look no further than John Deere's recent layoff announcements, just a signal that our numbers capturing what's going on there.
U.S. red meat and cold storage fell below year-ago levels. USDA says red meat stocks at the end of May were 5% lower than last year, partially canceling out the year-to-year increase in monthly production. Beef and cold storage was slightly below a year ago, while pork dropped 9%. Meanwhile, stocks of butter are up on the year, while cheese inventories are declining. The cold storage report pegs May cheese stocks at more than 1.4 billion pounds, down slightly from the prior month and 4% from last year. USDA's next round of red meat and poultry supply and demand numbers is out July 12. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
With much of the Midwest enduring a wetter than normal growing season, it means some plant diseases are more common this year.
Pythium is one of these organisms that we call a water mold. So in years where we get lots of rain, we have standing water, these are organisms that like those types of conditions.
That's University of Wisconsin plant pathologist Dr. Damon Smith. We'll hear more from him next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
Dr. Damon Smith with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield some states have already found tar spot, but Wisconsin has been spared so far.
We walked a lot of corn this week trying to look for it. We haven't seen it yet. That doesn't mean that it potentially isn't out there, but we're not finding it. So right now, that's a good thing. We definitely don't want it to show up this early. When it comes in this early, it certainly, you know, if it gets moving, it'll certainly cause some yield reductions. With that said, I'm trying to get folks to pump the brakes just a little bit on early fungicide applications. We need to remember that at V6 growth stage, so six emerged leaves, those leaves aren't going to be there at the end of the season or even mid-season. And so protecting those leaves at this point with a fungicide doesn't make a lot of sense from a biology standpoint or an economic standpoint. We would really like to see that fungicide available during the tassel to early milk growth stages. That's really where we see the biggest bang for the buck and where we really see the strongest odds for return on investment. So, you know, even if we find it, we just want to use that knowledge to know that, all right, we're going to need to come back in maybe at that tassel time and get a fungicide application on. I do think I've been asked a lot about why we're not seeing tar spot yet compared to, say, you know, Indiana or Iowa where they have found it. I think a lot of it has to do with, in those areas, they had an epidemic last year in those areas. We didn't generally have a strong epidemic in the state last year, and I think some of that is residential inoculum, if you will, from last season. So it isn't to say we're not going to have it this year, but I don't know if it's going to start as early for us just because we didn't have as much tar spot last year, so we just don't have the residual inoculum like they do in those areas.
Seeing anything with soybeans so far?
Soybeans seem to be decent. Again, like corn, if you planted really early and the soybeans weren't emerged by the time the wet weather came along, we are seeing some similar seedling problems, mainly Pythium again, the water molds with soybeans. So that is something we're watching. Things that got planted late, I mean, really those soybeans look pretty good. While we don't really worry about white mold right now in soybeans, I am keeping that on my radar because if we continue in this cool, wet pattern, once we get into the bloom time, I suspect that white mold will be a significant concern.
That's Dr. Damon Smith, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
From 2010, that was Toby Keith. Every dog has its day. I know I have my day. I'm not a dog, though, but I don't know. Maybe some people might think I'm a dog. You never know. But anyways, we all have our days, and every dog has its day. But great song there by the late, great Toby Keith on Country and Community WRCO. And good evening. I'm Tim Thied. Hoping you're doing great on this Tuesday evening. Doing better, hopefully, than been lately. Yesterday, around this time, we were starting to get some storms in the area. And in fact, we had those severe thunderstorms warnings out, and received about 7,607 inch of rain from that storm that happened within about a half hour to 45 minutes time yesterday. Some areas actually reported hail. I couldn't really tell here at the studio. I was busy on the air giving the warnings out and just kind of looked out, and the rain was coming down so hard I couldn't tell if hail was mixing that. But I know different areas of town had people reporting that hail was coming down yesterday, but a lot better day today. Our temperature is now 82 degrees after a warm, hot 88 degrees earlier today, and now no real big chance of any showers, maybe possibly a scattered shower, according to Brittany Merlot, and supposed to get down to 64 tonight, and tomorrow's going to feel cool. Tomorrow it's only supposed to get up to 80 with winds out of the northwest 10 to 15, but enjoy your Tuesday evening. Hope you're able to get out and do whatever you have to, whether it be, you know, your regular routine things, or hopefully you didn't have to do it, but cleaning up from the storms that we had received over this past weekend. But I think we'll have plenty of time over the next few days, because it doesn't look like we're going to have a lot of rain like we have been until probably Friday. So enjoy and be happy we're dry for a while. And just wanted to pass you along this information to you. Going on right now, the Friends of Blue River is hosting a farmer's market. That's always held on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month in the Blue River Park near the gazebo. The farmer's market is on until 7 tonight, and the farmer's market will run through Tuesday, September 24th, and the scheduled times each every other week will be 4 to 7. So actually, I should say every second and fourth Tuesday, because sometimes some months have 5 weeks in it when it comes to certain days. So stop on down there if you want to pick up some good items down at the Blue River Farmers Market. Also going on this evening, the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will meet, and they usually meet the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 6:30 to 8. That'll be the time of the meeting tonight. Meetings are held at the Eagle School in classroom number 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. And then coming up during the 6 o'clock hour and during the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to be giving away each of those hours a ticket to the Casanova Area Dairy Breakfast, and that breakfast is going to be held at St. Anthony's School, and it's going to be held on this Sunday, June 30th, and the serving will be from 7 a.m. to noon. So keep listening for your chance to win. When I get ready to find a winner, I'll give you the caller number you got to be, and if you're that lucky caller number, you'll win a free ticket, and that's actually a $9 value, so pretty good deal there for the Casanova Area Dairy Breakfast that's going on this Sunday.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Your attention, please. After 91 years in basketball, it's time to retire, and Krogan's Do It Best is closing their door. This is your chance to save up to 50% on their entire stock of hardware, tools, lawn and garden, fertilizer, paint, and more. All large appliances and furniture are also now at blowout prices. Hurry in, it's going fast. First come, first serve. Everything goes. Krogan's Retirement Liquidation Sale in Boscobel is going on now. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl.
Back there and try not to fall. My heart drops out of the running to love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.